Hello, alumni. Good Erev Shabbos from the TABC Guidance Department. Parshas Tazri Metzora are basically the Tzaras Parshas, you know, when we really, really hash out all the details about the Metzora and this spiritual affliction of Tzaras, when it appears, well, what exactly is this Nega mean? So I want to share with you an interesting idea from the Meshech Chachma, one of these famous Meshech Chachmas that you just can't do without. So the Torah, when it introduces the idea of the Kohen looking at this this guy who has a strange nega, it's not really a mitzora yet, but that's what we're trying to figure out. So the Torah says, "Vira'aha Kohen et hanega b'or habasar." Right, he's going to examine this this nega, and the end of the pasuk says, "Vira'ahu haKohen v'timeyoto," that the Kohen's going to look and he's going to pronounce the person tameh. So, classic question, why we have to say V'ra'aha Kohen like two times, like in the same Pasuk? It's going to come up a lot in the Pesukim, but, you know, two times in the same Pasuk is a little much. Like, your English teacher would tell you to cut one of those out. But we know there really aren't any editors of the Torah. There must be a reason for why the Torah gives us two times to say V'ra'aha Kohen. So, the Meshech Chachma has this amazing idea. He says the following. Hakavana sheyira et hanega im hi ruuya litmea. Right? Obviously, the Kohen has to check the nega itself to see if it is actually going to make the person impure. If it's a certain color, if it's got like weird hairs coming out of it, you know, stuff like that. You definitely have to look at the nega. But then it says, V'ra'ahu hakohen, hu sheyira hakohen al ha'ish im ro'uy litumato. Right? The Kohen has another job. He has to look at this person. And he also has to figure out, all right, is this person ready to be declared impure? Like, what's going on in his life? Like, the classic example, as quoted by Rashi, is like a chassan, a groom. You know, are we going to declare this guy impure? He's got like a wedding, and Sheva Bracha is coming up. His bubby just flew in, you know, to town for the chasana, and she's all excited to shep nachas. Wow, are we really going to ruin that for him right now? Like, the Torah seems to say, it's not so pashut. Like, we don't necessarily declare a person impure just because he's got some kind of weird, nasty-looking nega. The outcome of this examination by the Kohen really depends on the person also. And that's why we have Vira'ahu two times, because we have to understand that the Kohen doesn't just look for problems or afflictions. He's looking at people. This is not just a nega, it's a person who has a nega. You know, there's actually a concept called people-first language, where you don't define someone by what you perceive to be a nega. Like, we don't deal with disabled people, it's a person who has a disability. Like, I don't have an autistic camper. I have a camper with autism. Like, I personally cringe whenever I hear somebody say, like, okay, make room, got a wheelchair coming through. Like, really, as much as they mean well, they mean to say that there's a person who uses a wheelchair and he's trying to get through. Like, how does that person sitting in the wheelchair feel like, you know, you're identifying me by my wheelchair? Like, that's not such a great feeling. And it's the same here with the Kohen. Like, you know, we don't approach this kind of examination by saying, oh, busy day at the office, honey, just saw 12 negaim. Like, that's not how the Kohen had to interact with these people. You know, the Kohen did look at a nega, but in looking at the affliction, he didn't lose sight of the person. The Torah is showing that we don't define somebody by their nega, by their affliction. There's more to a diagnosis of tzaras than finding a flaw. Like, part of the process is for the Kohen to consider how that nega is impacting this person. How is this nega nogeya to his life? And in fact, when the Torah says Uvayom Heraotbo, right, on that day, Rashi comments, there are some times when the situation would become too complicated for the person, so the Kohen has to know what days to look and what days not to look, to actively say, I'm not going to go look today. Like, why are we going to put this guy in such a terrible situation? Like, is he Tame? Is he Tahar? We don't know. Like, sometimes it's just better to keep things simple and look on a different day. We factor that personal element into the process. Like, we try to empathize and consider how this nega is going to play out. Because, again, we're not just dealing with an affliction. We have to realize there's a person who has an affliction. And the words we say about this affliction will affect this person's life. If we declare him impure right before a chag, is that going to ruin his Simchas Yom Tov? That's part of the halacha. That has to be part of the decision. What if we're going to end up delaying his wedding plans? Is that going to throw off his life? You know, if we say that his house has tzaras, like sometimes we know tzaras can appear on someone's house, like how is that going to affect the kalim inside the house? What if we have to knock down a wall or the entire house? Where is his family going to go when we do that? So really, there are some days when we say, you know what, it's better not to look. Like, get your life in order, make plans, and then I'll go look. And then, you know, if we have to, you know, take the next steps, that's what we need to do. But if he's not ready yet, we want to give him time to prepare for the impact of this nega. Because we know there's more to the case than staring at some strange, blobby discoloration on somebody's body or their possessions. There's really a bigger picture here. And the Torah wants us to recognize the people in that picture. And, we don't have tzaras or other negaim like in our time, but the Kohen doesn't interact with people in that way. But I do think that this idea is just as applicable, if not more so, in the modern age. Now, our culture is arguably a culture of negaim, and everywhere you look, there's an affliction to see or to read about. You know, people love a juicy piece of gossip. It's so easy to point out someone else's flaws with just a twitch of the thumb, and in a split second, the whole world is laughing. And the bigger and nastier the news, the better it is to look at, and the best when you can share it or retweet it or count up the number of views and likes you get for shaming someone with your witty one-liner or an embarrassing picture. However, this is the culture we live in now. In the digital age, it's so easy to focus on the nega and to lose sight of the person. And when you don't see the person right in front of you, there's no vira'ahu opportunity to empathize. You know, it's sad how quick we are to declare someone impure while giving little consideration to how our words and posts might affect him. And if I can extend the Meshech Chachma just a little bit, I would say that in today's society, we have to be the Kohen for ourselves in these situations. You know, we have to remind ourselves that the words and the pictures we see on flashing by on the screen are all too often impacting a real person that we're not seeing. And even though he might not be sitting right with us, you know, when we text or when we post, our job is to see him in our mind's eye. That's what empathy is about, to put yourself really, really in somebody else's place and to try to feel what they're feeling. And just like Rashi was pointing out, there are some times when we know we shouldn't be looking. We have to realize when there's a website or a Netflix show or a group chat and it's getting to be harmful to ourselves or someone else, and that's a time when we should really be telling ourselves, yesh yom she'ena taroa bo. You know, if I know that watching this episode or sharing that meme or opening a Snapchat story, you know, if I know that my participation can be damaging to me or to any person, you know, then I don't want to be a part of it. You know, you got to stand up and you got to say, I'm choosing not to look. I'm choosing not to be involved with that. And we don't need a Kohen to tell us that there are negative influences out there. Everyone today is good at spotting the negayim, you know, in our society or other people, and we should all be zocha to develop that sense within ourselves, to act as the Kohen and recognize the personal element in all of our interactions, and to make good decisions about when it's okay to look and when it's better maybe to just look away. Shabbat shalom.